deaths and assaults at the hands of immigration officials are reaching record levels under the Trump administration. So far this year, at least 8 people were either killed by ICE agents in the streets or died in ICE custody. ICE has used less lethal force on dozens more people this year, including permanently blinding a 21-year-old protester from Southern California in one eye. But Minneapolis has been ground zero for brutality, with immigration agents killing 2 U.S. citizens, Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy. There was almost a third casualty last month, Alberto Castañeda Mondragon. He was hospitalized with bleeding throughout his brain and broken bones in his face and skull. Immigration agents claimed Mondragon had purposefully run face-first into a brick wall after being handcuffed, something the trauma nurses who treated him claimed would be, quote, laughable if there was anything to laugh at. It's part of a pattern of abusive, violent tactics. Colorado Senator Democrat John Hickenlooper spoke on the Senate floor Friday, saying ICE agents in his state are leaving Ace of Spades death cards in the abandoned vehicles of abducted people for their families to find.
These cards, I hold one up here, have a history of being used by white supremacist groups to intimidate people of color. Death cards is what they call them. These cards found in Colorado had the address and the phone number of the Aurora ICE detention facility printed on them. Now imagine just for a second that you haven't heard from your brother, your sister, and when you finally find their empty abandoned car, it has one of these death cards sitting in the driver's seat. I mean, this is cruelty for the sake of cruelty. And it fits into the troubling pattern that we're seeing come from some of the top officials in the White House.
Voces Unidas, a Colorado advocacy group, compared the cards to the death cards left by U.S. soldiers in Vietnam, writing in a statement, quote, "The Ace of Spades has a long history as a tool of intimidation, from psychological warfare during the Vietnam War to its adoption by white supremacist groups to demean people of color. ICE's decision to leave this card behind after targeting Latino workers through fake traffic stops was not incidental. It was deliberate psychological harassment. This is not about public safety. It is about fear and control," close quote. The Department of Homeland Security says it unequivocally condemns the conduct. Hickenlooper was part of the group of senators who voted last Friday to separate Department of Homeland Security funding from a larger set of funding proposals, giving Congress 2 weeks to debate what reforms should be put on ICE and what funding it should receive. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Liebarger-Martel.